Hello, everybody. It's John, the Fantasy Horseman here. It's Tuesday, late afternoon. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Hopefully everybody that played fantasy this week won and is going for a fantasy championship. I, however, have lost, but I'm still going to be active doing fantasy because I love it that much. Guess we'll get them next year. Can't win every year. So I got some must-ads for championship run. Or championship win this week. I got a couple quarterbacks to start off with. Jalen Hurts has been doing pretty good, throwing through the air and through his legs, and he's got a Dallas team that's not that great on defense. So Jalen Hurts could be a decent pickup and probably can win you a championship. Mitch Trubisky has been playing pretty well. For the Bears, they've been scoring some points. He has been throwing to his tight end and a couple receivers. Mr. Biscay, and he's a little mobile as well. He can get you some rushing yards and maybe even a rushing touchdown. Another quarterback, Baker Mayfield. He's playing against the Jets in New York, so I would say that's a good matchup for him. He probably can put some points up against the board against the Jets. Another quarterback that came in relief, an old familiar name, Marcus Mariota. Had a pretty good game in relief of Derek Carr. Had a couple touchdowns, and I believe had a rushing touchdown. He is mobile, so he might not be a bad option. And a real deep sleeper. I don't know if I recommend it. It's just a name I'm throwing out there. Ryan Finley actually did not have a bad game against the Steelers. I think he had a touchdown. I know he had a rushing touchdown. He may have had a passing touchdown too. But that was very shocking that they beat the Steelers on Monday night. A couple running backs. Benny Snell on the Steelers. Didn't have a bad game. I think James Conner is going to be out again, so he's not a bad option. Darrell Henderson, probably people dropped him last week or the week before. Well, now he's viable again because Akers seems to be out, so somebody's got to carry the ball for the Rams. I'm thinking it'll be Darrell Henderson. Maybe he might be splitting with Malcolm Brown as well. So I got a couple receivers here, a few. Darnell Mooney has been catching some passes for Chicago. He seems to be spreading the ball around in their offense. Their running game is certainly doing well. So that's opening up the passing game for Mitch Trubisky. So Darnell Mooney wouldn't be a bad play. I believe John Brown is coming off the IR. And with the way that Josh Allen is playing, I would get any Bills receiver in my lineup. Because he's playing at a MVP level. Another wide receiver who had two touchdowns last week because of Jalen Hurts, Greg Ward. He might be a bad pickup because Travis Fulgham is just not getting the snap count. And Jalen Reagor, I think, is a little banged up. So I think Greg Ward would be in the mix. For the Chargers, Tyron Johnson. Both Mike Williams and Keenan Allen did not have great games, but he did have a touchdown. He did have 12 points, 15 points last week. So I would check the injury report on those other guys. I got a tight end on the Bills. Dawson Knox has not been bad. He had a touchdown again last week. Like I said, anybody playing with Josh Allen right now is definitely a start. In real deep leagues, if this guy's available, Greg Kittle, and if he's going to play, I definitely would play him because he's better than 95% of the tight ends that are playing. If he's if somebody dropped him or he's somehow floating in your waiver wire, I would definitely be picking him up. Logan Thomas for the Redskins has been very good. I regret dropping him a couple weeks ago. He had 10 catches for over 100 yards, 20 points for a tight end. Pretty good. So anyway, those are my must-ads for a championship. If I have any more, I will make another recording. Everybody, good luck. I guess I will talk to you next time. Bye.